What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, the 28th of October here, coming up on Halloween. And from looking at the background, you'll see I'm still in the dining area of our new home. Getting my office and studio put together is proving to be a lot more difficult than I anticipated, but we're going to get it in the next few days, really. So we're working as hard on that as we can here. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. Now, the big news is over the weekend, the government announced that ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed. And this time, they really mean it. I mean, what is this, like the sixth time they've claimed this guy is dead? And pardon my cynicism, I'm not sure I'm ready to believe this and take it at face value. So they had Operation Obliteration, how U.S. gunships cornered who we are being told was ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi before he dragged three of his children with him into a dead-end tunnel and detonated a suicide belt. And I got to tell you, the whole story just stinks to high heaven. I mean, this guy, this is his base. He's going to know what tunnels are dead-ended and what tunnels are not. And Trump, during his speech, made a big deal about this guy, you know, whining and screaming and crying and whimpering. I'm sorry, that sounds so out of character for al-Baghdadi, who has survived several attempts on his life up to this point. And you don't get to be the head of an organization like ISIS without developing a certain toughness of hide. So the story just lacks believability. And they're claiming that al-Baghdadi detonated a suicide belt. Donald Trump said he watched live on a TV link like a movie. Now, already that part of the story is falling apart because a former White House photographer says the photo of Trump watching the strike on ISIS leader Baghdadi was staged because the timestamp in the metadata of that image suggests it was taken 2 hours after the raid was over. If you remember that whole Benghazi situation, we caught them using staged photos for that as well here. Pardon me. So apparently inside the White House, the operation to take out Baghdadi was named Kayla Mueller after the Arizona woman captured, enslaved, raped, and murdered by ISIS. I mean, they're playing for every line of sympathy they can get. This isn't being reported. It's being sold. It just feels like, it feels a lot like when they told us that Osama bin Laden died at Abbottabad, and then they promptly dumped his body in the ocean. We all know the real Osama bin Laden actually died in late 2001 of natural causes, medical problems. So they're out there saying al-Baghdadi died like a dog, whimpering, crying, screaming all the way, and trying to portray them as this incredible coward who deserved to die. And to me, that's another reason to question whether that really was Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi or some poor schmuck who looked like him and got set up as a patsy. Now, on my webpage, whatreallyhappened.com, I reposted James Corbett's 9/11 Explained in 5 Minutes video. And the reason I did that is if you look at the section on the death of Osama bin Laden, it raises questions about the purported death of al-Baghdadi. Because a lot of people were saying, why did you kill Osama bin Laden? He's, you know, he knew all the secrets. He was the best intelligence source for terrorist activity around the globe. The same applies to the guy they're telling us was al-Baghdadi. If it was the real al-Baghdadi, they'd want to take him alive. And if it was the real al-Baghdadi, he would understand that was his ace in the hole. That he could surrender and barter the information he has for good treatment. But that didn't happen. They're claiming he blew up the suicide belt and the cave fell on in, mutilated all the bodies. So at this point, there's no evidence to support this claim. Russian Defense Ministry says it has no proof that Baghdadi has been killed. In fact, they term it as the most recent killing. The number of times that it's been claimed he died. So the Russian Ministry of Defense doubts Trump, and so do I. And one of the things Trump claimed, you know, he was trying to say, everybody help, everybody shares in the glory here, and we flew over Russian airspace, and Russia assisted us in getting al-Baghdadi, and the Russian Ministry of Defense said, nope, we had nothing to do with this. And you did not have our permission to be in Russian airspace. Even more importantly, we don't have a lot of evidence that you ever actually were. So what is actually going on out here? Well, Trump is trying to reverse his Syria fortunes. He took a lot of heat for starting to pull our troops out of Syria, although now they're on their way back in to seize and protect that oil. And I think that's really what this is all about. Because the American people were saying, look, you're just going into Syria and you're stealing their oil. That's a bad thing to do. That's un-American. So the Trump White House has revived the demonization of ISIS and said, oh, my goodness, ISIS is out there. And, you know, they use the oil to finance their acts of terror. And by the way, I'm going to make a prediction right now. There's going to be some kind of a false flag attack blamed on ISIS to remind us all that they're the bad guys and we're the good guys. And therefore, we're justified in stealing that oil from Syria just so that ISIS doesn't get their hands on it. Well, small problem with it. That oil belongs to Syria, not the United States. Okay. Some videos have surfaced from the reported site of al-Baghdadi's death, and even more than Abbottabad, the place is just demolished. You know, there's this huge hole in the ground, this crater, and they're saying, yep, that's where he died. Just take our word for it. We have nothing to show you. No body, no DNA. But I mean, let's face it, we have been, first of all, we know that the government lied about Osama bin Laden at Abbottabad. That wasn't him. The Guardian had al-Baghdadi paralyzed with a severe spinal injury in April of 2015. Syrian state TV reported him dead in June 2017. Iranian TV said he was definitely dead, and the Russians claimed as much again, all in the same month. July of 2017, he was pronounced dead one more, then alive, and then to clear the matter up, a year later, he emerged from obscurity with a new propaganda video. So we should all hold back until there is more substantial information. I think this was a sales pitch to get the American people to go along with this idea that, yes, we need to go into Syria, and we need to steal that oil. We need to control that oil here. So Trump is trying to reverse his fortunes with the Baghdadi raid. Took a lot of heat for pulling the troops out. Took a lot more heat for saying, I'm sending the troops back in to control the oil, to keep the oil. And he said it on his press conference about al-Baghdadi. We want to keep the oil. So the United States is now this international brigand plundering the mineral wealth of Syria. And this is a clear violation of international law. It's flat out looting by the United States of America. So I think that's what this Baghdadi thing is all about, is to convince the American people that somehow this is okay. Now, where it gets a little bit nervous is the Secretary of Defense is out there saying the U.S. troops are being deployed will strike at any force challenging the occupation. And that's aimed right at Syria, which I'm sure right now is already thinking, let's go back in and take control of that oil ourselves. It's our oil. Tell the Americans to go home. But Syria is not America's war. It never really was. The United States wanted to go on in, execute a regime change. They claimed Assad was gassing his own people. That turned out to be a lie. Then they went on in there and said, well, we're there to fight ISIS. Then ISIS got pretty much wiped out. Now they're trying to bring ISIS back. ISIS rises from the grave more than Hillary Clinton. And not everybody in Washington, D.C. is fully on board with what Trump has done. Many members of Congress are saying they should have been informed. But on this matter, Trump made a valid point during his speech, and that is that Washington, D.C. is the leakiest capital city on earth. It leaks like a colander. He didn't want anybody to know that this was going on until after it was all over. Nancy Pelosi's out there saying, you should have informed me. You should have informed me all along. Well, Madam Speaker, if I may remind you, you are not part of National Command Authority. And you have no authority to even be read into military operations. So sit down and shut up. Now, the Washington Post took a little bit of heat because in their first reporting on this story, they described Baghdadi as an austere scholar. They also misspelled psychopath. And so they're taking a lot of heat from that. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you're absolutely correct on Baghdadi. I believe he was, I think we heard Hillary Rodham Clinton cackle about killing him long ago. I think it was on the campaign trail, 2015. But, you know, Madeleine Albright, the Democrats are forgetting a lot of things. There's been a lot of recordings, a lot of video and testimony. Yeah. And I remember Madeleine Albright talking about bin Laden and his renal failure, his kidney failure. He was on dialysis a couple days a week, 3 days a week, which is pretty serious stuff. Your kidneys are really not functioning that well if you're going 3 days a week. But that he had actually died of kidney failure. He was actually going to the Mayo Clinic at one time in the United States while he was still a good guy with the United States. But he had actually died in 2001, and she'd spilled the beans on that. And I guess they forget about these videos that are still around with Madeleine Albright saying he's dead. He's been dead for a while. So, you know, killing an old guy with a white beard, it looks like him, and then passing it off. I've always theorized, well, they had to keep this guy alive, even though he was dead, because without an excuse, you know, you can't continue moving into other countries, invading other countries. So they had to keep him alive for that reason only. At some point in time, people start to say, well, wait a minute, are you really winning the war on terror? So then they said, well, we got to give the American people something for their money. They've spent, what, $4 trillion already? Let's give him this old guy here with a white beard. We'll tell him it's bin Laden and, you know, give him what they want to show some kind of success, you know, mission accomplished type situation. But, you know, Madeleine Albright did say it. She, Secretary of State at the time. He died. He died a long time ago in 2001.
Yep. Even Fox News reported that.
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah, so I'm not taking any of this Baghdadi's dead and all this stuff. And, you know, another thing I wrote to you this morning was, why would, if he was dead, why would ISIS or ISIL give the United States any information of who would be next in line to take over the throne?
That's a little suspicious.
Yeah, you'd want to be in the seat to say it's a shell game. You don't know who it is because now there's no bullseye on anybody. And it would be really stupid to say, well, here's our number two man. He's stepping up to the plate. It would be stupid to think so. We wouldn't do that, so why would they? They're not stupid. That's about all I got to say on that. It's phony. It's phony as can be.
It just doesn't feel real. And, again, it's another illustration about how the U.S. government has this massive credibility problem of its own making. I don't feel sorry for them.
Nope,
they've already said There's this other guy, Abdullah Kardash. He's the new leader of ISIS. And even though Baghdadi is gone, ISIS is resurgent. ISIS is coming back. Be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. And indications are now, at least according to this article in Newsweek, is they're saying that Baghdadi, or who we're being told was Baghdadi, may not have been running ISIS at that time anyway. Right. Was more or less semi-retired.
Yeah, it would be not in their best interest to give up, give their hand up and say, this is our new guy. It'd be stupid to do so. So not buying any of it. I've always said that my government is the cheating ex-wife. She's lied and cheated on me so many times. Why am I supposed to believe everything now? Bad track record. So, not buying this one. Not buying it.
Me neither.
That's it. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
And again, I think you got it. And again, I think the White House did this to try and reverse Trump's political fortunes and to sell to the American people that it's okay for the United States to walk into somebody else's country and just swipe their oil because we must keep it out of the hands of the terrorists. Well, how about letting Syria, whose oil it is, take control of that oil and use that revenue to rebuild their country after all these years of being bombed by the Americans? No. We can't let Syria do that. If Syria wants to rebuild, they can borrow money from our Federal Reserve at interest. Let Syria sell Syria's oil? What, are you some kind of a crazy radical? All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. Hello, Mr. Mike. I hope you're having a great day. I think it's healthy that we question things like this. I'm kind of on the fence with this whole raid thing, though. I'll give you a couple reasons. Yesterday after it happened, there was media outlet that was giving Trump, flack saying, hey, this was a good guy, and he was a good, this al-Baghdadi, whatever his name was a good, was one of the good guys, and he was a good, I don't know what you call the Muslim leader people, but, that this was one of the, that type. And then, and then you have the interview with Trump saying, no, I never told Pelosi. Well, I wouldn't trust, Crypt Keeper Pelosi anyway, with any type of information.
True.
She would be the type to leak it to the enemy. Remember, the Democrats were the ones that was funding ISIS and giving them weapons and everything, too.
Yep.
But, if Trump were to fake this, wouldn't this give ammunition for the deep state to come out and actually, hey, he's a fraud, he's a fake. You see what I'm saying? This would be ammunition for them to move forward for this impeachment thing. So that's kind of why I'm on the fence here, because, part of me wants to say, oh, and don't forget, this is the same guy that John McStain had pictures with the guy eating the heart. Same guy.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that or not. Same guy. So, what a nice group of people that the Democrats and the Republicans, run around with. But I am on the fence just because this could be used against him for impeachment in a way, and show that this is a staged event.
Yeah, but you just explained why that's not going to happen. You just explained why that's not going to happen. If they start ripping apart the actual relationship between ISIS and elements of the U.S. government, it's going to come back and it's going to burn the Democrats.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I explained it like that, but yes, you're right.
I paraphrased.
I like your paraphrase better than my explanation. But I am on the fence, though. But I still think it's healthy that we question. And I think we should question everything.
Yes.
And I also wanted to tell you, I don't know if you've seen it or not, there's a new Vaxxed 2 movie that's coming out very soon, November 6th. I forget the name of it, actually. I think it's called The Parents or the People's something. But, there's a new Vaxxed 2 movie coming out, and the one of the executive directors is the guy that Trump appointed, Robert Kennedy Jr.
Robert Kennedy Jr. Yeah,
he's
right,
one
Kevin,
of the producers.
I gotta let you go. We gotta take a break. I'm glad he got that opportunity. All right, gotta let you go. We gotta take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And it's worth recalling that ISIS, like its predecessor Al-Qaeda, was actually a tool of U.S. and Israeli foreign policy to destabilize the Middle East. And while their public presentation was that of a new caliphate, their behavior was radically un-Islamic. All the beheadings, the guy in the cage being set on fire. And so it basically means that ISIS was a false flag operation designed to trick us all into hating Muslims. That's what a false flag operation does. Got all these people over here, nice, they're minding their own business, they're worshiping as they see fit. Then you get some paid actor coming on in with a torch and a machete and, you know, chops up a bunch of people. The news media covers it and says, oh, look at those horrible Muslims. That's what ISIS has been doing all this time. I guess they ran out of being useful. I mean, we know that during Obama's presidency, the U.S. was smuggling weapons from Libya to ISIS in Syria, using that consulate in Benghazi as a hub. So turning to look at what's going on in Syria right now, Units of the Syrian Democratic Forces are withdrawing from the border with Turkey in accordance with the Russian-Turkish agreement. The Syrian Arab Army has deployed on the Turkish border east of Ras al Ain. A new Russian military convoy was spotted in the town of Tal Tamer, and another U.S. convoy entered Syria en route to the Omar oil fields. Think about that one for a while. All right, we're going to grab another phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, breaking news. Last I was reading, al-Baghdadi's working on Trump's border wall there.
Yeah.
That's as big as a fraud as this. If anybody, I'm sorry, Mike, I'll say it once more. I voted for Trump. Sure, I lean more Democratic. I live in New Jersey. But I voted for Trump. I don't want no more wars. I want the bankers to be taken care of, go to jail, and Hillary Clinton to go to jail, and the deep state go to jail. But come on, folks. If you believe this, then you got rocks in your brain, because this is obviously BS. We saw this story before with Obama. Remember? Wrapped up Osama bin Laden like a mummy and dumped him in the ocean. Where's the body?
Yep.
See ya. Come on, folks. I mean, see, this is the problem. They can say anything, and 2 months later, they'll come out with a video because they have to make it, right? I mean, it takes time.
Yeah.
This seemed rushed. And isn't it odd? Like, Trump said he was pulling the troops out of Syria, only to go back across the border, take their oil, say, hey, Exxon, come on in. But and then this rolls up. I mean, there is some weird crap going on here. And it's just...
Well, they're stealing the oil. I mean, Russia already has a contract with the government of Syria to harvest and process that oil. And now the U.S. is just coming on in. They're sucking it out of the ground as fast as they can. And they're trucking it across the border to be processed elsewhere.
And remember when ISIS, because ISIS is a proxy army, just like Al-Qaeda was, if you go back to the 80s with the Mujahideen for the U.S., the British... You know, the Saudis are involved, the Israel. But, I mean, remember they were stealing the oil of Syria and selling it. Britain was happy to buy it.
Yeah.
You know? And it probably, I think Israel was buying it also from ISIS, right?
Yes.
So I guess al-Baghdadi couldn't have been that bad of a guy.
No, Erdogan and his family were cleaning up on this deal.
Yeah, his son and his daughter, right, or something like that?
Yep.
They were involved in it. But Mike, that means al-Baghdadi... He must not be that bad of a guy. He's a businessman. Hey, man, he's selling oil. I mean, this whole thing is a fraud. And you know, Mike, what this shows, what we've been saying all along, that this country does not believe in democracy. This is all it's all a lie. I mean, I don't understand how much more people cannot figure this out. You know, like, oh, well, Trump says so, so it must be true. Hillary Clinton says so, or Obama says so, so it must be true. No, it's not true. You know, it's time to wake up and figure out that you've been lied to. You know, and I don't know what's going to happen. Because you know what, Mike, after this, does this mean mission accomplished now? You know?
No, because there's still Iran. Iran is out there, and Iran has oil, and the terrorists can use Iran's oil. And Iran has deployed missiles that can strike Israel. And so, we're a long way away from a time of peace.
Mike, it makes me mad. These are people who live in these countries. They're not they're like, it's not like a game. To these people in Washington and Britain and France and Saudi Arabia, they look at these people as less because they look at us. If they look at these people as less, what do you think they look at you as, the average, you know, Joe Sixpack? They don't really think much of you then if that's the way they treat these people. Okay? That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello there, Michael. First of all, I wanted to say that we're enjoying our global warming here. We're supposed to get up to 10 below with our wind chill tonight here in Montana. We got a snowstorm out there just really blowing like mad. Anyway, I had a spin on this. When Trump sent out his tweets early this morning there, I was kind of indignant to him because of the fact of the way it was worded. Talking about al-Baghdadi taking the coward's way out. And I thought that's only probably perhaps because of Trump's great military couldn't use one of those $100,000 F-35s and a $2 million missile to show some spectacular U.S. military force. Unfortunately, though, with all branches of the armed services right now also having suicide problems.
Yes.
The amount of money wasted on this, and as I believe it was Dustin there had mentioned there, the fact that they said they pulled out and suddenly they're in Idlib. Now, what was this recent news about their oppression to bombing Idlib and saving Idlib?
Trump said it himself on his press conference. He says, we're going to stay in Syria and control the oil. And mm-hmm. I think this whole thing about we got al-Baghdadi and ISIS's resurgent is all about convincing the American people that this is a good thing for the U.S. government to be doing, which, of course, it isn't. It's against international law. It's banditry, if you will, is a good word for it. It's piracy is what it is. The U.S. has just marched into Syria, and they're stealing Syria's oil.
I don't want to brag or anything like that, but I had some really good emails in response to my show last night where I've highlighted the fact that, like, say just with U.S. farmers, these corporations have basically deforested Latin America to raise their cattle ranches for firms like McDonald's, Burger King, and stuff, using land stolen from the peasants down there. Wages, and my actual show was on the causes for immigration. 257 million people that make less than $5 a day, and most are only making $1.90 a day. And this is all due to U.S. corporations that have totally devastated that area, the CIA that's destroyed the unions, any labor reforms, killed their priests, nuns. I mean, people have to realize that although we love our country, the government has gone rogue, and this is all due to these corporations, and that's why people flee, and they go to the cities, and they can't find work in the cities, and so head north. And they're offered this opportunity by whether there's the Democrats or what. Or even Trump himself said, corporations need immigrants. The point is, though, is those are the jobs that have been stolen. And when Trump was boasting about those U.S. car makers and stuff, they're going to come back from Mexico. No, they didn't. They went to China.
Yes.
They will go wherever they want to make their money. And they've destroyed our unions here that used to give us full health care, full medical, dental, all this stuff, paid vacations, overtime pay, pregnancy leave. It's all gone. It's all part-time jobs, zero benefits. And when the military comes out and says they've made the recruitment levels, that's because of student loans.
Yes.
A constant supply. And so, I feel sorry for a lot of Americans that don't. Yeah. And I feel sorry for a lot of Americans that do not realize that, like Britain with this constant scribble stuff like that, the West is walking themselves into another war, and their children, not those politicians' children, they will be the ones fighting it. And when you hear these politicians talking about winnable nuclear war and the death rate of 65 million casualties is acceptable, you wonder what those
psychopaths
are up to.
Not if you're one of those 65 million.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to pass it on, Mike. My best to you and Claire, and don't freeze.
I'm here turning into glowing plasma, and I'm going to scream. No, this was not acceptable. I'm sorry. I don't go along with this.
I've been asking people around here, where's the nuclear fallout shelter? And they just look at you like, what? I said, I said, Russia's prepping for this. They've had 40 million people preparing theirs. Do you hear any of that stuff? We hear earthquake prepping and stuff like that. But you actually have these psychopaths out there that are beefing up trillions of dollars in nuclear arms and stuff. And those cockroaches back in D.C. who will survive that with their underground bunkers, they're not worried about it. They're all taken care of. But what are you going to do about you?
Yeah.
And these are the guys that you keep reelecting back into office. It's time to change the guard.
Yeah.
So,
I question whether we're actually electing these people into office, given the high degree of election fraud that goes on in this country. And I think the vast majority of American voters have been disconnected from the system. And that's why the government feels they can treat us the way that they do, because there's really nothing short of an armed rebellion that they're afraid of. And they're afraid of that now, which is why the gun grabbers are out there.
Exactly. All right. My best to you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. So again, lines as to who is a good guy and a bad guy are a little bit murky out there. And some of these Syrian militias committing crimes against the Kurds in Syria are composed of the same so-called moderate rebels that the United States, Turkey, and the Gulf states armed, trained, and supported during this multi-year proxy war. Like I said, we know that when Obama was president, arms were being smuggled from Libya to ISIS in Syria through that consulate in Benghazi. That was the hub. I think one of the reasons it got destroyed was to basically erase the paper trail, destroy all the evidence. So apparently pro-U.S. militants are now torturing residents in Syria's Rukban camp. This according to an NGO head. In an event organized by the Russian United Nations mission, Maxim Grigoriev, director of the Moscow-based Foundation for the Study of Democracy, presented the findings of a survey of 248 people who had left Rukban, as well as 50 detailed interviews. And apparently they were subject to pressure, including beatings, torture, destruction of property, threats to relatives. And I think 50 years from now, the world will look on the Stars and Stripes with the same contempt, revulsion that our generation looked on the swastika. Because of how our government behaves. All right, another little story. This one's coming on out. This is from Truth Out, saying that despite public statements about, oh, you know, please leave the Kurds alone, it's now coming on out that a U.S. secret drone program was helping Turkey hunt down and kill Kurds for over a decade. And apparently the program is called Nomad Shadow and is continuing to be used secretly to support Turkish attacks on Kurdish forces there. So, Russia has sent hundreds of more troops into Syria to try and keep things under control. And apparently, U.S. armored convoys have now been filmed entering Syria's oil fields. Trump himself said it on his press conference. We want that oil. We have done so many nice and wonderful things for Syria. How can they refuse to give us favorable treatment? Why are they daring to sell to other companies in other countries? Well, we can't let that happen. So the Russian military has published satellite images confirming the United States is smuggling Syrian oil outside the country for processing in remote centers. This is what your taxes have paid for, along with those of you with family members who have lost life and limb. It's about the oil. And the U.S. is being accused of looting the Syrian oil fields to fund mercenaries and more intelligence operations. All righty. Down in Israel, they have destroyed a record number of Palestinian homes in Jerusalem this year. And more than 140 Palestinian homes were demolished, resulting in the displacement of 238 Palestinians, 127 of them minors. Of the homes that were destroyed, 39 were destroyed by the owners themselves in order to evade the municipality's demolition fees. See, the way it works in Israel is they say, this home must go, and you know, if we do it, we're going to charge you a huge amount of money for the destruction of your home. So many of these Palestinians literally have no choice. They have to go on out, rent a bulldozer, knock down their own home. Nice people. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I got my own theory over this. I pretty much kept my mouth shut the last couple of days, so I figured it out. Then I put something on my own YouTube channel, and I'm going to tell you now. I can figure it even more. I was just at the gym watching them, you know, on the TV screen say they had the fake news network and crap news network. And I've come to this conclusion. Okay? This is evidently in Idlib province, where
yes,
Baghdadi was holding out, right?
Yes.
That's, of course, you know, the Syrians are very close to finally cleaning the terrorists out of there and bringing it back into the fold of the Syrian government. The Syrian Arab Army is, you know, pretty much doing a mop-up operation, and the Russians, of course, are helping them. This is my theory. This guy was only a few miles from the Turkish border, all right? I think our government knew very well where the guy was. He's an intelligence asset. He's been an intelligence asset. He's been he's basically an employee of the CIA and the Mossad, probably both. But there was nowhere for him to go. He couldn't get into Turkey because the Turks are no longer going to put up with that. Erdogan made it clear. And at the same time, if he would have been captured by the Syrian army, now this guy would have really started to sing about, you know, everything. So they had to kill him. They had to not only kill him, but blow him to pieces, even his kids, so nobody would know, so nobody could find out anything. The other possibility is that he himself, Baghdadi himself, is really an Israeli, and that he was somehow, again, smuggled back to Israel with, and he's maybe having a few drinks now with Jeffrey Epstein and Gazelle Blackwell somewhere in Tel Aviv. That's another possibility.
I mean, Maxwell, I think that's a very high probability because, again, the individual they described as killing, you know, screaming like a dog, whimpering, crying, dragging his kids down a dead-end tunnel, it's out of character for what we've seen of Baghdadi in the past.
Right. And like I said, well, we'll see if any of the soldiers, the soldiers will probably keep quiet. They'll probably, you know, shut up. Maybe in a few years from now, a couple of them will be out and tell the truth. But right now, they'll do what they have to do, and they'll keep their mouth shut. Hopefully, nothing happened to them like happened to a lot of those Navy SEALs after they quote unquote killed. They killed a Bin Laden double. You know.
So yes. Hopefully, nothing happened to these
Rangers.
And all of a sudden, those SEALs started dropping like flies.
Yep. And then a helicopter crash, you know. There's something wrong. But that's my theory right now. That's probably what happened. At first I thought, this is nonsense anyway. We've been told he's dead about three or four different times already. And, you know, maybe Assad is right. Maybe there's genetically modified soldiers or something. And maybe that's it. But I really don't think that's it. I think that, you know, he keeps coming to life. No, I think the guy's, like I said, I think that's it. He's either an asset that had to be cleaned out, they had to get rid of him because of the evidence, or he's actually an Israeli citizen who they smuggled back into Israel and killed some and blew up some body double again or something like that. Pretty much that seems to be it. It's too much of a coincidence. Right at the time when the Syrian army is about to close in, at the same time, when the deep state is trying to convince Trump to keep troops in Syria, they're making a big thing about this now that the Kurds provided the information, blah, 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 blah. All of this stuff I don't believe. I believe they knew exactly where the guy was. He was either an asset or an actual agent. And mission to bring turmoil to the Middle East and even to other countries where these refugees are forced to go to. And that's pretty much it, Mike. I don't know. What do you think? Do you agree?
Yeah, I pretty much agree. I mean, the story is wanky. The way it's being presented in the corporate media, again, the parallels with the story about how they got Osama bin Laden at Abbottabad are too obvious to ignore. It feels like it's another propaganda psyop, and I'm not buying it. I don't know who got killed there in that crater. I don't think it was Baghdadi.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know about his kids, what the deal is with that. But like you said, somebody was killed evidently. But as you said, it wasn't with Baghdadi, and I don't believe he was killed by a suicide belt. I think they blew his butt up, period.
Yep.
Explosives. That's pretty much it, Mike. Hope you had a good weekend. All right?
All right. Thank you very much. And We're going to let you go, Mark. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting on back to Israel, settlers are now stealing Palestinian olives from groves in Nablus. The settlers from the illegal settlement of Itamar basically went and stripped the trees of all the fruit, and in the process broke many of the branches. And, you know, Israel seems to think this is perfectly okay to do, to ruin the harvest, to ruin the crops. And Israel is already talking about barring all imports and exports from Palestine until the Palestinians start importing more Israeli calves. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
what this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, Israeli occupation forces are now preventing Palestinian farmers from accessing their own groves, located on the other side of the Israeli segregation barrier near the central West Bank town of Salfit. And apparently, according to a report in WAFA, Israeli soldiers manning one of the barrier's gates denied farmers access to their own lands for the annual olive harvest. And the farmers had all the proper paperwork to get through the gate. And the soldiers said, no, you can't. Just leave the olives on the tree until they rot. Going to go back to the phones here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I wanted to talk a little bit about Al Big Daddy. The thing is, Mike, you know, let's start out with the Washington Post story, which, you know, about him being a austere, scholarly cleric or whatever they said. Of course, it's the Jeff Bezos Washington Post, the guy who's clouding the entire NSA, CIA. He's got a huge contract. He's part of the deep state. Big part. He's part of the secret police deep state. At any rate, I think they just released, you know, in case it was going to come back about how he was being supplied. And at one point, you know, Kevin mentioned, you know, has pictures of him with McCain, having lunching with McCain.
Yes.
This guy was one of the moderate clerics. Comes back to everybody saying that we were supporting the guy. And of course that makes Trump look bad because we were supporting the guy. But the other thing is, a lot of people will say, you hear a whole school of thought that we invaded Iraq and we've gotten all these wars for oil in the Middle East. And, you know, the question you want to ask is, well, oil for who? Because we haven't gotten any of that oil. But the people who did get that oil and have been getting it from Kurdistan, by the way, are the Israelis, who got 77% of their oil from there. So when they say they're going back in to get the oil, maybe it's the oil that they didn't want, you know, Kurdistan invaded, but now that it was or whatever, now they want the oil anyways. And I'm telling you, like we do everything else they say, we go back in and take their oil back for them. We don't do anything over there without being led by the nose by the Israelis. So, what can I tell you?
That's true.
The ridiculous reversal of fortune, we're getting out. No, we're going back in. We're going to take the oil. Whose oil? Well, the Kurds' oil, but it's for Israel. You know.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still the U.S. going into other people's country and taking what does not belong to it. All right, we need to take a break here for station identification, and we'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.